Yeah, all right, let's go back to Miami. We didn't get him on yesterday with some technical difficulties. We enjoy talking baseball with the senior writer from MLB.com, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, Barry.
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for being bearing with us yesterday. But you're in Miami, the Sabre Convention. A couple of things we want to talk about. One, you did an amazing interview with Barry Bonds. What did you learn?
I learned that he wants to come back next year and be hitting coach of the Miami Marlins.
Huh.
He's had a good time doing what he's doing.
An impact on the Marlins, of course. They're a tremendous hitting team, and they're in this wild card race. Did you talk to people about Bonds' impact? I mean, he was with the Giants for a few days in spring training, and Crawford hit better, and everyone went nuts about it. But here the guy is really sticking in there as the hitting coach. Well, what's it like for him?
He loves it. And, coming into spring training, and, this was part of the interview, he wound up working with, Marcelo Ozuna. That was their big project because Ozuna had a great rookie year, a lousy sophomore year. Jeffrey Lurie, the team's owner, wanted to get rid of him. Mattingly and Bonds came in and said, "Hey, look, let's let him work. Let's let us work with him and see what we can get out of him." And they worked tirelessly with him and, Ozuna listened and basically came back and was an all-star this year.
Barry Bloom, MLB.com senior writer on the UMA guest line. Just for all of us that watched Barry Bonds and his brilliance at the plate here at AT&T and Candlestick before then, but also kind of definitely recognized his surliness and a perceived arrogance, what would make him really embrace this role just from a personal perspective? I have to tell you, I never thought he'd even last the season, and to hear he wants to do it again next year is a little bit shocking, Barry.
Well, I think he said all along that that he wanted to do this in honor of his father, and because his father, he said, was the best hitting coach he ever had, and he said it enough over the course of times that, I believe that was part of the impetus. I mean, if he had the opportunity, but the Giants never gave it to him, I think he would have rather have stayed in the Bay Area in San Francisco and been like a minor league hitting coach coordinator where he would helicopter into spring training to minor league camps once a month. He'd show up at the ballpark at AT&T every once in a while to help Bam Bam out with the hitting at the major league level. I don't think he ever foresaw himself as the hitting coach, but I think part of it is he really wanted, he had this opportunity. Rob Manfred blessed it. Jeffrey Lurie came to him, and essentially he said, "Well, I'm not going to know unless I give it a try." And so far, he's given it a try. I mean, this guy is, the arrogance of Barry as a player up to 2007. This is a completely different guy right now. I mean, he's really been humbled by the experience of what happened to him, having his career end prematurely. Basically being excised from baseball as he was fighting this case out in the, in the Ninth Circuit for so many years. I think he's just really happy to be back. And I know in the interview, we covered a lot of subjects. And the great thing that I got from a lot of them, there was 500 Sabre members in the stands there, and a couple of writers, Bernie Pleskoff, who wrote about it, basically said it's amazing. He said it was like a completely different person than they remember being around him while he was playing, either in spring training or during the regular season when he was with the Giants. So I mean, Barry is not a stupid guy. Barry is a very smart man, and Barry has spent a lot of time in the last 10 years since he's been out of baseball evaluating the mistakes he made and what happened, and making adjustments and trying to forgive and forget and move forward and incorporate all this and incorporate all the knowledge he has and be able to help other players and impart that knowledge. It's sort of like his father gave to him, he's giving back, and he's really loving it.
Boy, good insight. Excellent insight, Barry.
Strong.
Very good. I appreciate that. Very, very well said. Gave me a little different perspective on Barry Bonds and how hard he's working down there in Miami. You are in Florida, Miami and the Cardinals, two teams that are, believe it or not, tied for the second wild card spot. What's the vibe around both of those teams?
Well, I think, obviously, the Cardinals are always a team that's in it every year. And, you know, Miami's five games behind the Nationals in the East coming into today. Cardinals are still only 6-8. They pulled within 6.5 of the Cubs in the Central after being very far out, during the first half of the season. And their goals are really still to win the division. You know, the Cardinals have a history of this over the course of time. You know, the Marlins under, Donnie Mattingly, and who also did a great interview with us the other day. You know, it's like they're now going for it with a lot of good young players, and they made this trade with the Padres, getting Cashner and Ray to sort of like take care of it. So, and see if it can push them over. You know, like Johnny said, we're in it to win the division. We're not in it to win, to take the wild card. We'll take the wild card if we have to, you know, but let's go. And I think they're going to be very competitive teams for the rest of the season.
Christian Yelich went off yesterday as the Fish smoked the Redbirds 11-0 or something like that. I'm watching the highlights on Quick Pitch, Barry, and with all due respect to my great friend Marty Lurie, he's probably the greatest sports fan ever to emerge from South Florida. I just don't think of it as a great, like Atlanta. Not a lot of great sports fans come from that part of the world. But, man, the Marlins fans were going bananas with their cameras and getting ready for Ichiro two hits away. Why are they so into this?
I don't know. They picked it up this week, and believe me, it's been no help of Mattingly the way he's played them. I mean, when Ichiro got to 298 the other day, Mattingly should have put him in the lineup and let him play every day until he got the hits, just to get it over with. In my mind, it's turned into a big distraction. Ichiro hates having all these Japanese media around. There's like 70 Japanese media trailing this, and they're all going to pack up on a plane. He's not in the lineup today, and they're going to pack up on a plane and go to Chicago and follow this until it happens. So, I mean, if I'm him, I would have played him Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, basically, Donnie's rationale for it was, you know, he's got this great young outfield in Asuna, Yelich, and Stanton. They're trying to win every day here now because they're going for either a division title or a wild card. But there's 2 months to go in the season. This is baseball. It's not hockey or basketball where you have to win every day. I mean, you're going to win your share of games over the course of the rest of the season, and you can't let the season burn your guys out. So it would have been no big deal in my mind, because I've been watching this, to just cycle one guy every day and let each girl play until he got the hits. And now what's happened is the crowd has gotten into it, but there's no continuity to when he's going to play. So marketing-wise, you can't market and say, come out to the ballpark this weekend to see Ichiro get these hits, because Donnie doesn't tell you whether he's even going to be in the lineup. Huh. If he was still in Los Angeles and he was doing this, he would have been put on the griddle every day by the media in Los Angeles for it. And he skated here. But I think he had well intentions. But last week he had three hits in a start, and then he didn't start him the whole weekend last weekend against the Mets. And he sort of created this monster now where Ichiro is out of sync. He's pressing because he's not getting the amount of at-bats he needs or the chances he needs. And his last six at-bats, he's just looked awful. I think it's like a strikeout, a weak fly, and four grounders. Specifically, he had a situation yesterday when they brought him in the sixth inning. There were runners on second and third with one out. Cardinals bring the infield in. And they're giving Ichiro a gimme. All he had to do was bloop it over the infield, and he had two RBIs and a base hit. And he grounded weakly to and pulled it in second base. This is the way it's going right now. But I think the fans have embraced it. It's kind of an ad hominem thing. Happened last year in New York when the Yankees weren't paying any attention to A-Rod. He was going to 3,000. And then the fans got into it themselves. You know, the fans know the score. And there's enough people down here who were Mets fans, Yankee fans. They come just like by California. People come down here and they live here from other places, from Chicago, and they come and they get into it because they know the historic went back to the whole thing.
I love it. Boy, great. And look, I grew up in Miami. It was great to see everyone going nuts during his at-bats yesterday. I love seeing it. I'm glad you're there. What's your next stop on the tour, as they like to say?
Yeah, I'm going back to New York. We've got Yankees and Mets there all week. So, this is it for me. It just happened. I was down here for this, Sabre thing, which we had been planning for a long time. And, and in the interviews we did, Barry, Donnie, and Andrew Dawson, and Tony Perez and his kid, he interviewed Tony, which was great. And we had really, a good couple of hour presentation for all these favorite people who came out to the ballpark, and the Marlins couldn't have been better, helping us setting it up, giving us great tickets for our guys to see the game. And we were basically situated in two sections behind home plate, and they set up a couple of chairs and microphones and sound system that, highlighted it on the scoreboard, and people were on the field watching, looking at what was going on, and the interviews couldn't have gone off any better.
Very good.
I'm here.
Very good. All right, you're going to New York, and maybe A-Rod will get released while you're there.
Yeah. Well, sometime he's going to have to hit four home runs to get 700 too, doesn't he?
I guess. They're talking about releasing him because he struck out four times last night. Jeez. All right, Barry, love you. Thanks for the report, and very good. Good insight on Barry Bonds and also the flavor of what's going on with Ichiro. Is that 3,000 milestone still one of the big deals in baseball? It still is. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks
so much.
You're welcome. It's great to be on. Thanks, guys.
All right.